football Thursday, game day Thursday. Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. Tonight, the Browns will be honoring a Hall of Famer, a guy by the name of Jim Brown. Might have heard of him. But on the line with us right now is another Hall of Famer and one of the best friends I have on this planet who has taken some time to join us. He is going to talk from a Buffalo perspective, but it stands to reason because that's where he had his great career. The one and only Jim Kelly. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Vic?
All right, man. Thank you for taking some time, Jim. I want to start with your right in your wheelhouse, the quarterbacks. And you got two guys tonight that really are very similar with amounts of time that they've started in this league, even though one guy is a five-year veteran in Brian Hoyer, but still new to the starting thing. And the establishment of leadership, like what it takes to kind of take command and be, frankly, the kind of guy you were in your career. How does that come about, Jim? And you know, give me a sense. I know you know E.J. Manuel better, but at what point does that come together for a quarterback as a pro?
Well, you know, probably as soon as you come to training camp. And, you know, when I looked at E.J. and listened to him and saw some of the things he was doing, I was impressed from the start. But we all know that that's only one phase of the puzzle. You have to be able to have it work on the field. I mean, how many times have we seen great college quarterbacks that come into the league that never made it in the NFL? But I think that once the guys around them, the guys in the huddle, if you're talking about a quarterback or talking about a linebacker trying to step into a defense, you want to make sure you get the respect of the guys that are in the huddle with you because they're going to go to battle with you, and you want to make sure that they believe in you, and you're not just, you know, somebody in there just talking a good game. You got to be able to back it up on the field. But when I looked at E.J. and listened to how he was with, you know, the offense, and before he took the field in his first game against, I think it was Carolina. I'm not even 100% sure. I think it was New England.
Yeah, the opener against New England.
Exactly. Thank you. Against New England, the first game. Just how he went about it, even though it was his first ever NFL game, how he handled himself impressed me. Even though we did come out on top, he continues to grow in that respect. And so far, so good. And I think that's the same thing with Hoyer. Once you get in, you got to get the respect of your teammates. And, of course, your play on the field will show itself. But you got to keep guys be able to rally behind you.
Jim, Nathan Zagura here. Thanks for joining us on Browns Daily. You talk about this Bills team, and you talk about what you've gotten thus far from E.J. Manuel and your impressions on him. This offense under Doug Marrone, though, running more plays than anybody in the National Football League. Talk for a little bit about that offense and how you feel like it will be able to continue to grow this year as E.J. Manuel progresses as a quarterback.
Well, you're only, and I know it's an old cliche, but you're only as good as the people around you. And I look at what he has in his backfield with Freddie Jackson and C.J. Spiller, and then you look out to one side, you got Stevie Johnson, who I consider one of the great players in the NFL right now. I mean, I watch him run routes, and as long as they can get the ball to him, that's the key. E.J.'s got to, you know, do a better job of that. And you know, time will tell. And, you know, when you look at the fast pace, you try, I know at least when I was playing, and Vic knows this, that one of the things that we tried to do is make sure we tire those big, fat defensive linemen out. I know that might not be what they want to hear, but that's exactly how it is, because if you get guys that are tired and want to take themselves out of the game or take that play off, that play might be the difference between a touchdown and a five-yard gain. And I remember in the AFC Championship game against the Raiders when I was playing, I remember how much Howie Long was complaining and yelling at me to slow it down. And the more he slowed down, the more my O-line would turn to me and say, let's keep up the pace, let's keep it going, because you get them really tired. And at least I know from our standpoint, that's what we were doing.
You know, Jim, and we're visiting with Jim Kelly, Hall of Famer from the Buffalo Bills here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jim, you bring up those memories of the K-gun, the fast-paced, no huddle that you ran and ran so well, and it really was a revolutionary thing. I mean, the Bills were the first team to kind of do that. I know we see versions of it, obviously, that Peyton Manning runs and so forth now, but it seems like you were so many years ahead of your time as a team, right? Because faster pace is like the dominant conversation, as many plays as possible get done, and throw, throw, throw. I mean, it's all about aggressive throwing in this league anymore.
Yeah, it is. And one of the things that I think that Nate Hackett, the coordinator for the Bills, tries to do is try to be as close to the 50-50 mark as you can be. I know as of last week we were like 61-59, but I mean 61-49. The thing is, you try to make sure, and I don't even know if I have my figures right, I'm 51-49. You know, this is about my 15th interview today because I'm going down to my hometown for the Hall of Fame Hometown Heroes, and my mind is about ready to explode now. But to tell you what you try to do is you try to make sure you're as close to 50-50 as possible. And I know that when we played with the Bills, you want to make sure you got the ball to Thurman Thomas as much as you can. I know Andre Reed and James Lofton wanted the ball. So for our offense, for EJ, knowing what he has around him, knowing he has some great players around him, and knowing that tonight's game, you guys got pretty good defense. You got a great front seven. It's not going to be easy. He's going to take his bumps. But I think what you got to try to do is try to keep that running game going, especially for two young quarterbacks coming in here. I'm sure the Browns are going to try to do the same because the Bills are pretty good too. They're struggling at defensive corner because of all the injuries. But I'm excited about tonight. I can't wait. Even though I won't be at the game in person, I will be watching.
You will be watching, and it's an interesting game because both of these teams, you know, fighting for respect, fighting to get back into the national spotlight after a period of not being there, and, you know, both teams at 2-2. Talk a little bit about what this game means for the Buffalo Bills and also what it means for EJ Manuel, what it means to be a rookie quarterback at making only your fifth start in the NFL, your second start on the road on a short week like this, turning it around so quickly.
Well, you have to, and it's not going to be an easy task. I know that how the Browns fans are. They're crazy, they're loud, and they're pretty much remind me of the Buffalo Bill fans. They're behind their team, and for EJ, it never fares very well for a young rookie quarterback going into an opposing team, especially when they're not, you know, used to winning. The Bills are 2-2. Yeah, they won a big one last week against the Ravens, but you got to get that winning mentality. You got to get everybody believing in themselves and believing that they can win games at the end. We lost a couple games, you know, within the last couple minutes of two games, and we won one right at the end. So I think you look at both of these teams, either one has struggled in the past few years. They both need to get that winning mentality, and I think it rubs off on each other in the locker room. You start believing in yourselves, believing that you can do it, not believing that, we're going to find a way to lose this one. I mean, that's what I know how the fans sometimes feel in Buffalo now. But you got to get over that. You got to start thinking positive. And EJ, you know, time will only tell, you know, what type of quarterback he will be. But I like what I see first.
Jim, you know, every time your name comes up in connection with Cleveland, it's really hard not to focus on what I think was the most defining game, frankly, of your career. And I covered your entire career in the NFL. And I go back to that game at the old Municipal Stadium. The playoff game after the 88 season, you versus Bernie Kosar, basically, and it's the day that you were unleashed in the course of that game to run that no huddle, and it caught on. It obviously convinced Marv Levy. It convinced the coaching staff, Ted Marchabrota, to just let you rip with that. I know the game was frustrating. You know, the outcome, you were upset about that, and rightfully so, the way the game ended, and the Ronnie Harmon drop. But it was a day that transformed you and transformed the Bills. What do you remember about it, Jim?
Oh, yeah, I do. I remember everything you just talked about, because that was the day that we brought the no-huddle out. We continued to do that. We moved the ball right down the field. We scored a lot of points. And I remember the full year, I don't think we opened up with a no-huddle, but eventually we got right to it. But right. That was one that convinced Marv, as you said, Vic, that, you know, let's let Jim go with this. I have a good feel for, you know, where I need to have Andre Reed, knowing that he was a better receiver inside than he was outside. I knew mismatches when a team came in a nickel or dime defense. I knew on certain situations when you're supposed to throw and pass the ball. I had great guys around me. Trust me, I would have been the first to admit that I didn't want to do this if I didn't have 34 behind me or Andre Reed to my left, James Lofton to my right. And Vic, you know Ken Hall, probably one of the best offensive centers ever played a game. And unfortunately, he's not in the Hall of Fame, and he's looking down upon us right now. But that was a guy who was such an integral part of our offense and why it went so well.
Jim, before we let you go, I've given Vic the nickname the Notorious V.I.C. as an homage to the Notorious B.I.G., and I know that you and Vic were running buddies back in the day, so you got any quick, good stories here on Vic? Because that's really what I want to hear right now.
No, all I know is I spent many, many, many Monday nights with Vic Carucci when I wrote my book, Armed and Dangerous. I should say Vic wrote it, but it was one where we got to really know each other, and one good thing I can say about Vic, you know, if he had questions or if he didn't understand something back then, he would ask us. He never printed anything that you'd say, where did you get that from? And you totally have no idea what you're talking about. Vic Carucci had a great understanding of the game of football. And if he didn't, he would ask. And that's what I always liked. And I know talking to Steve Tasker last night, he was one of the first things he said also, that we respected Vic as a writer.
That's very nice. I was looking for a bar story, but that's very nice. That brings a tear to my eye. Yeah,
I'm all choked up.
Emotional.
He's got me all choked up. Jim, that is sweet. I appreciate you. I love you, man.
Love and dinner, big man.
hey, God bless you. So it's a hometown. You're going down to PA, and this is the is this part of the Hall of Fame thing where they honor?
Yeah, a couple more things, just and I'll end this. Yeah, I'm going down to my hometown. In East Brady, and I'm going to be honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's called Hometown Heroes. They've done Eric Dickerson. They've done Howie Long, Marcus Allen. There's so many guys they've done, and I'm heading down there tonight. And then real quick, I just want everybody to log on to Hunter's Hope. And you well know, Vic, that's my son's foundation and what we're doing right now. And log on to my website, check it out, because we're doing a thing called My Fan Club. And for all those, you know, high school and parents out there looking to do fundraisers, whether you know they're whether it's football, cheerleading, you know, basketball, band, check out our website, jimkelly.com. Click on My Fan Club and look what we're doing to help you guys raise money for your schools, and also you help Hunter's Hope out.
Yeah, and we got to let people know this cannot be emphasized enough. As great a player as this guy is and was and what he did for the game of football, what he has done for prenatal testing has revolutionized this country and hopefully this world. Jim and Jill Kelly, dedicated with the Hunter's Hope Foundation, and go to that website he talked about because his son Hunter is the symbol for all parents, young parents having kids, bringing them into this world healthy so they get the testing that was not all there. And Jim's been on this crusade and this campaign diligently. Yep. You've raised millions of dollars. God bless you, Jim, because I think you and your wife have changed the lives of a lot of people in a great way.
Well, the thing is, I want to make sure kids are able to dream like I was able to do as a little boy. And unfortunately, thousands of babies die every year because they're born in the wrong state. But you know well as I do, Vic, me and Jill, me and my wife are not stopping until so these kids get a chance to be able to have a successful life.
Beautiful. Jim, God bless you, and thank you, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
All thanks, right. Jim.
That is Jim Kelly, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. One of a kind, and we've got much more coming up. Gerard Cherry is going to join us this hour. We want more of your calls, your barks from the Dog Pound, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, and tweet us at Browns_daily, or, that's right, and growl when you do it, or at my partner's Twitter account, at NATHANZEGURA, or at VICCARUCCI. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.